Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And Merry Christmas, everyone. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 120.
I'm sick again.
I'm Chris, and Jason is sick.
Again.
I just got over this. Stay on that side of the room, because I don't need to get sick.
I don't know what the deal is. I just got over it a week ago, and now I'm sick again. And I'm not happy about it.
Sick in the head.
So much for holiday glee. All right, let's turn it around. Let's be happy.
How about some real holiday glee?
Festive. Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like with trying some new Jones soda. Holiday edition.
Oh, boy. At least it's not ham.
2007 dessert pack.
Sweet. All right. Well, let's get on with it.
Yeah.
But just to give you guys a quick heads up as to what we got planned, we got a full show today. I'm going to do, while Chris gets the cups ready, I'm going to kind of do a rundown here. I got a verbal Christmas present for you all. We got a voicemail and an email, and oh, yeah. Going to talk a little bit about Scott Settlemyer's holiday message. Mention a couple other cool things that have been going on with the site and do a site of the week, and oh, you already got it poured. Well, there you have it. Well, right after the Jones, we'll get into it. But for now, what flavor is this one?
Lemon meringue pie.
Hey, boy.
You ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Chug it.
Wow, you can taste the meringue in this. It's like squirt with butter.
Wow, it does taste like lemon meringue pie. It just almost tastes like a cream soda.
Yeah.
With
butter.
Butter and lemon.
Or whip.
In it.
Cool whip.
Yeah.
Cool whip.
Let me read the cap here.
All right, what's the cap say?
An outgoing attitude is the key to your efforts.
Well, that's a given.
Okay, we got three more to do here, so we got to crank these out.
Yeah, we got to, well, like cup. I said, we got a full show.
We got new cups here.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to mix the...
We don't want to pollute the flavors
right,
here.
Right. We almost sound like wine connoisseurs. And that's going to wrap up for Jones this year, right?
Yeah.
This is fun, actually. I'm kind of glad we did this.
Yeah.
What flavor?
Apple pie.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be good. You know it. Wow. That smells like a fresh apple right off the... Like when you go to the apple orchard?
Yeah. Okay.
Bottoms all right. Up. Here we go.
Apple pie it is.
Apple soda to me. Oops. Mm-hmm. Not bad, though.
Not bad at all. I like that one better than the lemon meringue pie.
I gotta say, I do, too. I could drink that on a summer day.
And the cap says, you will participate in a gale affair.
In a what?
A gale affair.
What's? Huh? How do you spell gale?
G-A-L-E. Gale affair.
Gale? I thought it was gay.
Okay.
All right.
Two more to go.
What's the next one?
Let's see, which one do we want to do next? Cherry pie.
I'm getting full.
I know.
I feel like the tastes are pretty good. You know, I mean, they're pretty accurate.
Very, very red.
I'm still glad we didn't do ham or asparagus or yams or whatever the hell people eat for holidays.
All right, cherry pie down the hatchet.
Cherry soda.
A slightly diluted flavor of NyQuil.
Oh,
that's
you think?
That's what it tastes like to me.
It's not bad. It tastes like cherry
still
soda.
Still not bad.
Me. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, none of them have been really bad.
Let's see.
So we didn't get that screwed up pack.
It says, be an angel. Save a life. Oh, okay.
Well, on the way here, I did see that burning church, and I carried all those nuns out.
Oh, yeah. I was driving home from work, and I thought of you today.
Me? Why, did somebody give you the finger?
No.
What?
No, I saw a minivan driving around, and it had, like, holly on top and Christmas lights on the inside.
Oh, for God's sakes. And was the a-hole behind the wheel wearing a stupid Santa hat?
No, but remember you talked about that last year?
Some jackass was wearing a freaking Santa hat in Target when I was actually looking for Jones Soda while I was there. Okay, last flavor of the year. What is it?
Last flavor of the year is blueberry
pie. I got high hopes for this one. And the color is awesome on that.
Look at that.
Ooh.
It's like a bluish purple.
Yeah, it's like grape soda without the purple. It's
ready.
Here we go.
Last one.
I don't know. That doesn't taste like much of anything.
Grape Fago.
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
kind of like Grape Fago.
Kind of. Need some vodka.
Huh. So much for blueberry.
Yeah, that's kind
really
of bland.
It kind of tastes grapeish. Good color.
Yeah, good color.
Well, if you were to rate these, how would you rate these?
Well, they all tasted okay. I mean, I wouldn't like, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they
throw them up or anything. I think I actually like
the apple pie.
I think I actually like the apple pie the most.
Apple pie. Blueberry for me, cherry, and then lemon.
That's about the same for me. Yeah, yeah. I'd say.
Let me read this last cap too.
Oh man. Yeah, this ought to be the good one, huh?
Your love life will be happy and harmonious.
Oh, that's a lie. That's not a fortune. That's a lie.
Come on now. Spread the holiday glee.
Oh, that's right. I mean, oh, how quaint and wonderful. All right, so your wife's going to drink the rest of those?
Yeah, we're gonna feed them to her afterwards here.
Pardon me, I'm sure. All right.
Okay.
Now that we got that out of the way and I got my belching out of the way.
Yeah.
I have a verbal Christmas present for you all.
Verbal. Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I posted this, but I want to say it out loud because it makes me feel good to know that if, well, hell, if you're listening, then you really care about what we have to say. So this is important to me. It's important to Chris.
Okay.
In light of the recent leaked pictures and all the people just tearing them apart, saying that the Camaro production vehicle or pre-production vehicle is a watered-down version of the concept, just trust me when I say that anybody who says that it's watered down is 100% wrong. Trust me, I know. Okay, I live in Detroit. I'm friends with Scott Settlemyer. I'm one of the 12 disciples. I know these things, and I know what I know, and if you don't want to believe me, that's fine, but I tell you what. If you like the concept, you'll love the production version.
And that's what I'm looking forward
and
to.
That's all there is to it. You can pick apart some shitty, blurry, out-of-focus, distorted
cell
phone pictures and say that it looks like this or looks like that, but it doesn't look like the real deal. Take my word for it. Happy holidays.
Very well said.
Yeah. So put that in your stocking.
And eat it.
And eat it. And wash it down with some fine Jones soda. You know, cream of broccoli flavored. Speaking of holiday messages, in Scott Settlemyer, he left his usual. It's sticky to the top. And, of course, where else?
Yeah, the 2010 forum.
The general news and discussion.
Yep.
So definitely read that. Scott always has something poignant to say.
Buckle up and stay safe over these
That's
holidays.
Right. Don't drink and drive. Just, you know, find somebody's house and drink
Crash.
There.
Yeah. Like your house.
Yeah, like my place. New Year's Eve party happening again. But we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
We got a voicemail, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I suppose now is a good time to kick it off.
Hey, guys. Bayer Z28. I just,
Again?
I'm actually up in Connecticut visiting the family. I found some Jones soda.
Ham?
Green apple.
Oh.
See how this tastes.
Well, that's the good one.
Yeah. This is the first time we've commented, haven't we?
Actually, not bad. The cap, you will make exciting holiday plans. Okay. Yeah.
You even read the cap, too?
Well, I just thought I'd give you my own little Jones soda review. All right, guys. Have a good holiday. Later.
Good to hear from Bear.
Hey, thanks a lot for that one, and happy holidays to you, buddy. The green apple's pretty common, but I've never had it myself. Have you?
Yeah, have you? I've had it. Yeah.
When you find ham, you let us know.
Yeah, yeah. You need to look for the special edition Christmas packs from Jones Soda. They usually come in a 4-pack, but most of them come in a bigger case,
like a display box type thing.
Yeah, like
thing.
A display box
with a window on the front.
Yeah, it's got like Christmas on it, and then it has the four flavors. You find that, and then call in while you're drinking ham.
Yeah, I want them to come out with like a bacon double cheeseburger flavor.
And you know what? I wouldn't put it past them.
Or pizza.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Cat chow. You know, for the pets.
Yeah.
Well, listen. If you find Jones Soda or you want to talk to us about anything else.
Because we love Jones Soda here.
Yeah, and we love hearing from our listeners. All you got to do is pick up the phone. It's pretty easy.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's right. And if you can't pick up the phone, you can drop us an email. And that's exactly what somebody did.
Who was it this time?
Oh, boy. Our good friend, Harwant Sethi.
Again?
Again.
Well, let's hear it. What's he got to say?
Okay. Subject is Camaro trannies.
Hi,
guys.
What part of town do you hang out in, Harwant?
With the Challenger being such low production and the Mustang becoming an old gray mare, will the Camaro have any competition? The Stang only offers a 5-speed manual, and that makes me wonder, what tranny will the Camaro get? The V6 will probably have the Solstice 5-speed manual or auto, but the V8 might not have the new 6-speed auto to go with the almost obvious to be used 6-speed manual due to lack of availability. What are your thoughts? Harwant Sethi.
My thoughts are avoid the trannies with walkie-talkies. They're probably undercover cops.
With walkie-talkies?
Never mind.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. Sorry. I couldn't help it. You know, Harwant, your guess is as good as anybody else's.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of up in the air. We have no idea.
I think the Solstice thing is a pretty interesting thought, though.
Yeah.
I personally hadn't even thought of that. I'm kind of reserved myself to thinking that, hey, they have no idea what it's going to be, or at least they're not releasing it, so I'm just going to wait until it is. I'm not going to try to guess my way into making them do something.
I think it's a pretty good guess that it will have a 6-speed manual.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
A 6-speed auto?
I hope so.
I hope so, yeah.
I'm hoping for paddle shift.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
I believe my wife's Saturn Outlook has a 6-speed auto in it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. The first half kind of struck me, though, is that the Camaro won't have any competition.
Oh, it'll have plenty of competition.
Come on.
Plenty of competition.
Those the Ford guys, they got to at least try to keep up. And, well, then, you know, there's a Challenger that's.
Well, the Challenger will be low production the first year.
Yeah.
But I expect them to make more of it.
Well, you know, every guy that.
The year after that.
Heck, even, what is it, Hyundai? They're getting into the mix, although it's kind of competition and kind of not.
Yeah.
I think that as far as purchasing, I think that's competition right there. A lot of guys going from
the Mustang's always going to be competition to the Camaro.
Right, but this
no matter
Hyundai,
how bad the Camaro trounces it.
And which I fully expect it to do so, even if you're on the cheap. But the Hyundai thing has me thinking, though, because it's not a terrible-looking car.
No.
It's really nice-looking, actually. I was hoping that a lot of the Ricer boys, the neon with the wing on the back guys, would gravitate towards a Camaro. But now that this Hyundai is coming out, I think they might make a left turn and zip right over to that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad value for the money. It's nothing that I'd personally want to buy, but I can understand why somebody else might if they're
sure.
on a budget and they're looking for just something sporty. But
yeah.
Hey, that's the way it is.
More power
to them. Speaking of cars, how about the ZR1 photos, for God's sakes?
Dude. Yeah, the official photos were finally released today by General Motors, and talk about badass looking.
Yeah, they're not fooling around anymore.
I mean, look at the speedometer inside. 220?
220. And the horsepower number, 620?
620?
You know what really spooks me out? And I've mentioned this on the podcast before.
What's that?
Is that the original ZR1 was the big bad mamma jamma. That was the king of the hill.
LT5, baby.
Yeah, you know, and then now our daily driver grocery getters have the exact same horsepower, or give or take 5.
Yeah.
You know, or 10.
They're Trailblazer SS's.
Yeah, that had. And granted that, you know, it's not going to outperform an original ZR1, but still, technology marches on, man. And you look at this, all carbon fiber, polycarbonate, supercharged.
That hood.
Oh,
the see-through little box that's on the hood.
Yeah.
You see the supercharger box there?
That's cool that they did that. I'm surprised they did, too. Oh,
carbon
man.
Fiber, this and that.
I'm
man.
Expecting well over 100 and 100K
some odd thousand. Plus. It's got to. You know, it's got to, because it's going to be competition for like Ferraris.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait till the first time I see one on the road and destroy it with my Camaro. That'll make them feel like shit.
Cool.
Because it'll happen, man. I got plans. I got plans, man. I got plans. It's going to be badass. And then hand in hand with that is the new cafe requirements.
Yes.
Chris, the sky is falling, man.
The sky is always falling. When you listen, you know, to the naysayers, it's always falling. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Are you worried?
No.
Why not?
I'm just not.
Technology does march on, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And it's a gradual scale. It is the corporate average fuel economy, not for every car out there.
Right.
I wonder if the Volt is going to skew that average dramatically in the favor of the cars that aren't quite getting there.
It could. It could very well be, especially if, you know, it gets 150 miles per gallon.
I'm sure they're going to figure out a way to get rid of that out of the average. But think of it this way, though. The 2002 Z28, somebody posted in the automotive news and future vehicle discussion section that was pretty poignant. That's the second time I've used that word today, isn't
poignant?
It? Poignant? Poignant. It mentioned that the 2002 Z28, the V8 F-body, was only like 6.5 miles per gallon off from what the new CAFE requirements are. Is that correct, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, so
6.5, yeah.
That, consider that right there. Is it something to worry about? Absolutely not. Technology does march on.
Yes, you know, it's nothing to be worried about.
We've got ZR1 power in our grocery getters.
Yeah.
And dubs, too.
Dubs.
Dubs. Yeah, all four of our wheels are bigger than the fronts of the new ZR1. It's got 19s on it.
Mine are pretty dirty right now, too.
Yeah, I know. I can't help but keep mine clean. I'm racking up the bills in the car wash thing. Hey, speaking of bills and all that,
bills, yeah.
Supporting member discounts are 50% off for 1 year.
50% off, everyone.
There you go.
If you only like $6.
Yeah, and it's going to add value to it sometime later, earlier in the year.
And this is not going on.
Yeah,
forever.
It's until the 31st, I mean, and then it's done.
That's it. There's only a couple more days, so you better get on this now.
Yeah, you get a cool avatar, and you get more private messages, and you get a warm feeling in your heart. You really feel the holiday glee that's resonating from the site.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, check it out. All you got to do is hit the Become a Premium Member link on the left-hand side of the message board.
It's that easy. If you need PayPal.
But $6, if you don't have a PayPal account by now,
hell.
You know, what are you doing on the internet?
Yeah.
And I have to regretfully say that there's been a diecast Series 2 problem. A slight delay due to all the junk coming out of China.
How did we not see this coming?
Well, we kind of should have, but considering that the materials that... Okay, yes, my cars are made in China. There's not a diecast car that's not made in China. That's just the way it is.
Well, it's not like you're specifically choosing to have them made in China. Well, using
mention,
green light.
That's why they're $9.99 instead of $29.99 for a little car, because if they were made in America, that's what they'd probably cost.
Yeah, so the people putting them together, you know, instead of making 25 cents an hour, you know, they'd be making, you know, $10 an hour here.
I'd be happy for that, but I wouldn't sell any, you know. So the export coming out of China is just slowing everything down. There's not a problem with my cars. All of Greenlight's materials are fully validated. But
I'm never taking them out of the package anyway, so I don't care if they do have lead on them.
Who's going to spend $10 on a little car and then start eating it?
Little kids.
Well, you never know, man. We got some strange members on our site.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be a couple weeks late. No big deal. I still got a couple hundred left for pre-orders, so now's the chance. CZ28store.com.
Lots of stuff in this episode, man.
Yeah. I started a little petition in the fifth gen section. I was so upset when the Forza update didn't have the new Camaro in it.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it? The second pack that they released?
Yeah.
Just, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Couple, yeah.
Yeah. No fifth gen Camaro in there.
I was really disappointed in that.
We really had high hopes.
So I started a petition just for kicks, just to get people on board. It's in there. You'll find it. Just head over to the fifth gen section, the general discussion.
Yeah. We'll post a link to it in the show notes too.
What we haven't done is a site of the week.
Yeah, a couple weeks. A
couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You want to fire that off for us?
Yeah.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Our site of the week for the last... No, this isn't the last week of the year.
Second to last.
Second to last week of the
year.
Well,
if we don't have another submission, then we won't have another site of the week.
Right, so this could be the last one of the year.
Could be.
WestCoastFBodies.com. www.WestCoastFBodies.com. We got an email from these people not too long ago here.
Yeah.
And...
just getting started, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. So we had them put the... link in our link section at CamaroZ28.com/links. So we thought we'd pick it out this week and give it a shout out here. The page says it's the Premier Car Club of L.A., located in South Bay Area in L.A.
Sup, S.A.
Yeah. West Coast F-Body prides itself on creating a great experience for all F-Body enthusiasts. check out our fact page, drop on the message board and say hello. So they've got a message board. They've got a little photo gallery, events club info, newsletter, and a sitemap going across the top. So go ahead and check it out. www.westcoastfbodies.com.
Very cool. And if you haven't added your favorite club or website to our links directory,
what are you waiting for?
That's right. How do you do it, Chris?
Get over to www.camaroz28.com/links.
Bam! Done. Yeah. This was packed, man. We went from one to the other.
I know.
Did the Jones thing, did the news thing. I gave the verbal Christmas present that I was very happy to do so. Well,
yeah.
I believe that's going to wrap things up. We're gonna leave you with a couple of different bits of holiday glee, right?
We got to spread the holiday glee.
Right, because it's the holidays, man. Yeah. It's time for glee.
That's right.
So,
Merry Christmas to everybody. Stay safe.
Absolutely happy holidays.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. You're just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes it start falling, it'll be that when those blue in memories it start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up with right. But I'll have a blue blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up with your wife. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.